Hey everybody, welcome back to episode 17 with high quality audio now because I fucked up on the Skype
thing. How could they come back to episode 17 if they've never been here?
Well, I said, did I say come back?
Welcome
I thought
back.
I said
welcome,
welcome
back.
Back
to episode 17.
Welcome back to the cast for episode 17. Done. Hope you guys enjoyed it. We're quitting. That's a 1 minute long episode.
How come every time I'm here we try to quit with no reason? Like, this is a quick time. Yeah.
So those who are veterans of the cast know that Ryan is back, finally. It's been a while, you know.
It's episode like 9.
Yeah, it's been a while. These episodes go quick, man.
They do.
They go quick. We're here to produce quality, except for the last one. Because it
was not quality.
It was not quality, and it wasn't fast, because it was 9 days after the last podcast. So I lied to everybody.
This is what my money's getting me, 9 days to
yes. Ryan is the proud sponsor, by the way, everybody. I've mentioned it before, but I'm going to say it again. So Ryan is here, witnessing it in front of me, and... Our
the
audience.
World.
The world.
All 700 of them.
Yeah. Just. Anyway, so.
Sorry,
so we can mention that later. Anyways, Allie.
Hi.
Is also here. You know, Allie is here to help me with the Beer Olympics.
What?
And to be the female on the cast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the first time I've been there with a female in your room, I think.
Awkward. All these years have been...
So, who's holding the camera?
I have a tripod.
Okay, good.
Yeah, no, we're good.
I have to go.
Sarah, there's nothing illicit going on here.
You were
going
to get me in so much trouble.
I don't think Chris would have cared. I don't think Chris would care.
No.
Her boyfriend.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, I'm just pointing this.
He's imaginary. Mm. He's actually right next to me, but he's sick, so he lost his voice.
Yeah. I like your bracelet. This is the first time I've seen it.
Thanks,
oh, God. You are very embarrassed about this. I can tell.
I'm supposed to
show the world. Do you see that?
There we go.
Yep. I'm assuming Sarah.
Yes, you are right. But you're wrong. But you're right.
I'm wrong.
It is Sarah's.
It's Sarah's.
Yes.
Did you pick it out?
Yes. No.
So is that the part that
it was
I'm
on
wrong?
It was on her wrist. Yeah, because you thought she would give it to me, huh?
Yes.
So you stole it.
You stole it.
Basically. It was better than the other one.
Did it have a penis on it?
No, it's a love. Like, this is a heart, but that's much more not as bad.
I would have chose the heart over love.
Yeah. Well, I mean, now that I don't love her or anything, it's just like...
I understand.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I can understand the symbolism behind
symbology.
This. The symbology behind this bracelet. Have a little piece of Sarah with you when she's not around.
Dirty.
You know, because you guys live in different cities.
Counties,
even.
Where does she live?
San Jose.
Oh.
Some of our friends have moved there.
Yeah, a few.
Yeah. Not too many.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Moving on.
It's been a while since we've done this format.
Yeah.
Having three people like this.
Know.
Well, we've been doing three people on the couch, not one person behind.
It's usually where I sit.
Yeah. On the bed. That was very mean glares that was shared just now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. So this Friday is the Beer Olympics / 500 subscriber party.
So what was the deal with you already having 500?
Oh, God. I was hoping not to talk about this. Okay, so...
I saw it last night.
So I fucked up.
Shocker.
Yeah, shocker. Apparently, we have had 500 subscribers for a while, and I messed up. Because when I go into the the podcast thing and I do my uploading and stuff, it gives me like a little like brief summary of what my latest activity has been. And we were at 478 subscribers for a while, and then like out of nowhere, we dropped like 12. And I was like, "What am I doing wrong? Do people hate me now? What's going on?" And then. The other day at like 4 in the morning, if you notice my post on Facebook, it's like 4 a.m. I was actually looking through our statistics and everything, and I was like, oh, subscribers. Oh, wait, total subscribers? And then that's when it clicked. I was like, holy shit, next to latest activity on my home screen says, in the past 30 days.
Oh.
So once we get past that 30-day mark, the previous people get dropped off of that latest activity thing, but they're still subscribers.
Yeah.
So then I looked at total subscribers, and we were at 642. Was it like
7 a day average or something like
that? Yeah, 7 a day average.
Yeah, I saw that.
And that's pretty sick. I fucked up, guys. I'm sorry. Should have had this party a long time ago, but we are spending a good amount of time working out the kinks, and it should be a lot of fun.
It better be.
Yes. I forgive you. So instead of a 500 subscriber party, we're going to change it to 624.
How do we get
43?
643.
Dyslexic.
That has nothing to do. It's not even close. Yeah. I'm dyslexic.
I dropped
20.
You said like
624,
642.
It's at 643.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. There was a 6 in there, and I got that right.
That's all I'm saying.
So, again, I am sorry.
It's okay.
You should be.
I fucked up. Now I fucked up.
I done did fucked up.
So, Ryan, you the last time you were on, I believe it was right before you went to Chicago again for the second time.
Yeah.
It was a few days before.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, you want to... How was that?
It was weird going back, seeing all those people. I got a lot of crap about having facial hair, because I didn't then, and short hair, so my hair's kind of long.
Because you were on a mission.
I was on a mission, so couldn't have long hair and facial hair. So now I have long hair, well...
And I think you wore your glasses all the time then. Do you still wear your glasses all the time?
I've had them on the whole time I've been here. I took them off for the cast. I don't need to see what's going on.
I know. It's just, like, for me, I just don't see you with glasses.
I know. I'm wearing my contacts more because Scott brought me back some sunglasses from Italy. But anyway.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh. What a fashionista you are.
Anyways.
But Chicago was tight. It was me, my mom, my brother, and his wife. We just kind of walked around downtown for 2 days. Went out to eat all-you-can-eat steak.
Oh.
And I'm not talking like cheap, you know, Applebee's. I'm talking like
Chicago
nice
steak.
It's called a Brasiche.
Brasiche.
It's Portuguese for flames.
So you ate flames?
Yes.
All you can eat flames.
They bring it out on like swords, and they cut you like a piece however you want it cooked. I'm talking like sirloin, filet mignon.
That's worth the trip.
Turkey
right
wrapped
there.
In bacon. Bacon.
Wow. I've had, I don't know what type of steak it was. It was in round.
Sirloin?
I guess
it,
I don't know.
Oh, was it wrapped in bacon?
It was wrapped in bacon.
It's probably filet mignon.
And it was it was pretty good.
Because filet mignon is kind of a dry meat, so you wrap it in bacon. Because it doesn't have any fat. That's
right.
Why it's so good.
But. Yeah, but no, it was delicious, yes.
Yeah, so that was fun. And then we went and visited people out in Belvedere.
Belvedere?
Yeah, it's out in the middle of nowhere. There's nothing
there.
Got
family up there?
No, just people that I lived with and I saw every day.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. How were they doing?
They were good.
Yeah? Did they live in Chicago?
No, they live in Belvedere.
Oh.
Belvedere is... 30 miles from Chicago.
Oh, okay. See,
it's like...
I don't know Illinois
that
well.
I know, I realize that. It's like...
I realize that.
I believe
that
it's now. Illinois.
I believe it's Illinois. Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Massachusetts.
Arkansas.
The massive two shits.
Got massive two shits, bro.
What is the massive two shits?
Sorry to everybody who lives in Massachusetts.
It's a big bunch of shits. So yeah, Chicago was fun. It was cool because we went to the airport that morning to leave.
We went to an airport.
To
it
go,
was crazy.
To go to Chicago, and Scott was leaving for Europe for 20 days. My little brother.
Oh, it was the same time?
Oh, same day. It was crazy.
What?
Yeah,
did
was
you
like,
guys plan that out?
It was like 100. Yeah, there was like 100 kids.
Yeah, we totally planned it out. But
there was like 100 kids there going to Europe. I'm like, I never went to Europe.
We got screwed.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
We went to Six Flags.
I didn't even
No. This is
Great America. Great
he's
America.
He's a young ambassador.
Oh, right, yeah. He's Manteca ambassador.
Yeah, and like...
He carries a cane and
he
has a crown.
We have an ambassador?
It's
and
him.
A really long
it's
cap. It's him.
Hi, I'm an ambassador's brother. When we went on family vacations, we went to Mexico. And not like, you know, Cabo or something. We went to like just middle of nowhere, Mexico. And Honduras.
I was going to say Honduras.
We went to third world countries and my brother gets to go gallivant around Europe for 20 days. Without even a parent. I would have loved to go without my parents.
Jesus.
I know, right? Some bull.
Fucking lucky kid, dude.
I know.
That's a good life experience for him, too.
I know. He got to go to New Zealand last year, too. But my parents were with him there. But
what is this kid doing?
Trip. He does nothing.
He's an entrepreneur or something?
He is, man. He is. He's got, like, straight
A's. How
do
you get a job like that?
What?
How do you get a job like that?
He's his little brother. He's what, like, 16?
15.
Like,
15.
He was just, I don't know, he got in some sort of beauty pageant. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know what it is. I mean,
he's a good looking kid. Yeah.
He's beautiful.
Yeah.
Sarah called him a wonder child who can do no wrong, which is true. But
I think he can do wrong. Did he lose that competition?
He's the young ambassador.
The one in Europe, though. Or is that his prize?
No, they were just there to go visit, yeah. No, they were to go to, like, people relations. It was called People to People.
People to People.
Mm-hmm.
I go to People to People here in Manteca.
I told him, because he's kind of, my little brother's kind of an airhead, so I told him he's going to get lost, get with the wrong group, first into person. They go to Russia. In Soviet Russia,
you can't have everything.
You
can't have everything.
Can't have everything. No, he's very book smart, common sense, not so much.
Yeah.
The way I remember your I was about to say your kid and then your son. I wanted to say kid brother. The way I remember your younger brother back when, like, 3-4 years ago, you know, he was, I don't know, he was just a little gamer kid. He liked playing video games all the time.
No, man, never. He has a Wii. He plays Smash with his friends every now.
Yeah, he played Super Smash Brothers on
and he was
on the GameCube.
He had a pretty good knack for Halo if my dad would let him play. But no, he's a handsome fellow now.
He's book smart now.
Book smart. He's cut. He's a jock, dude. All his friends are jocks. They're kind of dull. At his
jocks are
kind of there, which is kind of boring.
Boring.
Like, we had so much fun at my parties, man. No matter who you were, if you were, like, you know, people that didn't want to go swimming, you still had fun.
Oh, your parties?
Yeah, my
parties. Yeah, your parties were good.
Played video games, had live bands, some good times.
Friends,
yeah.
But,
who cares about
that? But they were okay.
How many parties did I have in my house a year? At least two, right?
At least two big ones.
Two big ones.
And then you have a bunch of little ones.
And the two big ones are usually pool parties.
Mm-hmm.
No one ever got hurt. 30 minutes into Scott's party, someone cracked their skull open.
What?
Bryce's little brother was in the pool. He was not at fault.
He didn't break the cement? His face didn't break the cement.
But what happened was,
I didn't
this other kid jumped in, and Devin, Bryce's little brother, moved this floating thing, the island that we used to fight over.
Yeah.
And this other kid popped his head up, and just the kid jumped again, hit him right in the head with his shin, and just opened it up. It was awesome. It was like Scott's best friend, though, so...
Oops,
you know,
party foul.
See, that was why it was good that it was him. No lawsuit.
Yeah.
Parents just, he came back. Went to the emergency room, got six staples, and came back.
Six staples?
Spent the night.
Wow. Good kid.
Yeah, he's tight. Anyway, enough about Scott.
Yeah. Head.
Head. My mom gets mad when I call him that in public.
She got mad at us for calling him period in the house.
Head!
Yeah.
He depends now.
He has a big head.
He does. It has its own orbit.
Oh, really?
He's going to go to sleep and cry himself to sleep on his huge pillow.
It's like an orange on a toothpick.
Don't swear the thing's like Sputnik.
Awesome.
It's from So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Awesome.
Old school Mike Myers movie. Hilarious
movie. Yeah.
You haven't seen it?
No. Well, actually, I have.
I have it.
I think it was the ending I didn't see.
It was the beginning, though. It was like,
well, he's, yeah,
I've only seen it once.
Throughout the
movie.
It was like last year.
Oh, yeah, all that time ago.
I know.
Anyways.
What were we talking about earlier?
HGTVs. The sunglasses.
Oh, yeah.
To talk about those.
Well, no, I just think it's...
Now I don't.
Wait,
now
I
don't.
Do they turn your regular TV into an HGTV?
No, well...
Because that would be awesome.
There are sunglasses that supposedly make the world HD. But if you have the right prescription, the world is HD. But
my world's
don't
HD.
That.
When I got my glasses, I was like, what?
Yeah.
I'll see your glasses.
You'll hurt yourselves. Well, they're kind of scratched now.
Yeah, it's just stupid that people really buy anything.
You're just above where I should be.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Because I need glasses.
I do want the thing out of Sky Mall, though. That's like a 47-inch TV, but it's a pair of glasses.
What?
Yeah, it's a pair of sunglasses.
That was harmony right there.
And they have a screen in each eye.
Wow.
And you put headphones in. Like, they come, well, those are $300, but you can buy your own and plug them in. Watch a movie, and it's like a 47-inch screen TV.
That won't be safe to walk around.
No,
well,
but you're on an airplane. It's usually for airplanes.
Oh, okay.
And I think you can turn them off and actually see.
Oh, okay.
But still, like...
That's nuts.
That cannot be good for your eyes.
Yeah, look it up. Oh, I guess we can't. We're on the cast.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll
look it
up
later. But it's intense, man. I was reading in the Sky Mall. I was like, what?
That's crazy.
Sky Mall's a magazine that they give you in airplanes?
Yeah. It's in the back seat.
Oh, yeah. I was looking at that one. I went to Kansas.
Like on the new, the new Transformers 2. He's like, don't you want those teeth out of SkyMall? It's my dream! And he's got like all these jacked up teeth. I watched it the other night. I don't know why. It put me to sleep.
I did not like the second one.
It was
a lot of people didn't.
I really just don't
like
Megan
explosions.
Fox.
She's. I heard she's out of the
one. She's gone.
Yeah.
She got cut.
Really, I just wish she wouldn't talk.
I'm sure there's a lot of guys that would
watching
agree
her on mute would be fine, but She always tries to be really seductive, and she talks like this, and it's really annoying.
Yeah, I think she's a terrible actress.
She's
not a good actress at all.
I downloaded Jennifer's Body.
Oh, God.
Just to watch.
She's not even the main star, but, like, she is the main star.
I just want to see how terrible it was.
I will only watch it on mute.
It was just, I got about halfway through, which I was surprised. I thought it was going to be like Ginger Snaps a little bit. I don't know if you remember that old movie. But I got about halfway through, and I was like, nope. And I wanted to see how it ended, and I was just like, wow. Okay, that sucked.
Yeah, no, I don't think that she's going to have much of a career anymore.
Yeah.
Because she talks shit on Michael Bay, and then, like, Michael Bay's like, for realsies? I kind of made you a star.
She'll be fine
in magazines, so we could just look at her.
Yeah, but why would she be in magazines if she's not famous?
Because people will buy it because she's hot.
Maybe a model thing.
Yeah.
Like,
she'll still be in movies.
Independent movies or something.
What's that movie that's coming out that's really dumb with her in it? Or it might have already come out. I don't keep up anymore.
Oh, is it the...
The Country?
Yeah!
What's it called?
I have no idea.
What is that called?
I do not follow.
There's all these old men. And it's like a Western movie, so it actually makes sense that she's really young and there's all these old men because the prostitutes were all young and
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I forgot what it was called. But there's all these old men, and it's a Western, and...
She has a terrible accent.
She's just awful.
She's just terrible.
Alright, we'll go to the source of all truth.
Yep.
If it's all not right. in the Internet Movie Database, it's not a real movie, everyone. Just in case you didn't already know. If you can't find
Seriously.
It there...
Nickname Mega Fox.
Really?
Jonah Hex?
Yes.
Yeah, Jonah Hex.
Yeah, it's already out. I heard it did terrible.
I didn't...
4.3 out of 10. Actually, I like Rotten Tomatoes more. Their ratings are usually spot on.
I've never heard of Rotten
Tomatoes. Yeah, me neither. I think
really?
Me neither. I just have a little...
That is actually a pretty...
I just have the IMDb app on my phone.
Yeah, me too. I have it on my iTouch.
Well, yeah, no. Yeah. I go for there to get stats of it, but this is where they do really good reviews and stuff.
See, I don't really care about reviews. I have weird tastes, so...
I have to see it myself. I won't listen to it.
13%.
Oh.
Wow.
Toy Story 3, you got a 99.
Yeah.
That is an amazing movie, everyone. I just like to throw it out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Twilight only got a 53.
Growing Up's only got 10%.
Yeah.
The Last Airbender only got 8?
8. Yeah. I was about to say, that next one was...
I'm kind of risky. I don't know if I feel like spending $14.
Get Him to the Greek got 72.
$14?
I'm going to go see it in 3D.
See, I don't like 3D movies.
I do.
No.
It's pretty much pointless. And plus, you can't wear glasses because they really hurt your nose. It's way too much weight.
I put them
the
on.
New ones are better. They're thinner and lighter for people who wear glasses.
Well, that's what my friend Elias said because he works at the theater. And, like, I tried them on and it's still just uncomfortable.
They're not, like, the most comfortable things, but I liked it.
Plus, most of them don't really matter. I mean, animated ones make sense.
Well, see,
like,
this one's
going to
be kind of like
kinda cool.
In your face with the fire and stuff. I kind of want to see it.
Yeah, but I saw...
I don't want it in your face, like, that much. You know what I mean?
They stopped doing stuff like that.
I want it, like, there. Because it was cool. Like, something happened in a preview for Toy Story. It was, like, raining. And it was like the rain was all over you. It was pretty sick.
See, some movies it works. Like, Beowulf, it wasn't a very good movie, but it was kind of cool in 3D.
They put it out in 3D?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how... Yeah, like, really you...
It was the early days of it.
Yeah, it was like one of the
that movie
first...
sucked.
Yeah.
That's one of those, like, Avatar. It won't make the story light anymore.
It wasn't very good.
No, that's
but
like...
But the 3D was kind of cool. Like, I saw Alice in Wonderland in 3D, and it's just... Except for the part her falling down the well, all there was just, like, a few little, like, glow spots flying around the screen.
Well, it's for the depth.
Field.
Like, that's what's cool about it. I mean, like,
I
Toy
guess.
Story, where you're watching it, you get to see, like...
Well, yeah,
that's
why animated
on.
Ones make
Work.
Sense.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and the only real-life stuff that makes sense is ones that have been filmed in 3D, not post-producted in 3D.
Yeah, well, that's what these new ones are going to be.
Avatar, it was the reason it cost so much is because they were inventing the technology as they were shooting it to do the 3D shooting.
Yeah.
And now that they have that, it's out there for other movies to do as well. And
so it was kind of the test?
Sort of, but, you know, it's James Cameron. He had tons of money. Fuck tons of money to throw at it to make sure that technology worked perfect. That's why the 3D in Avatar, best I've ever seen. Visually, very... You know, the movie was very visually stimulating.
Still won't make the storyline any
it
better.
It doesn't make the storyline
no,
any better.
No, it's horrible. God.
I think I've talked about every desire to ever watch it again. Me neither.
Okay, so let's get off of that topic.
Yes, please.
We don't need to talk
about that. What's this about? Salt?
What's
Angelina Jolie?
I personally don't like her. I don't think she's attractive.
Me neither.
I liked her in Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I like the movie.
Yeah. Every now and then she'll look pretty. Every now and then.
And Wanted, she wasn't that bad. She's disgusting.
Yeah, like, she, like, purses her lips. Like,
they're obviously really big,
but still, like, I think she tries to emphasize it. And
see, if you take off her lips...
She's pretty.
She's pretty. And then those, like, the I don't know. I think people make too much, like, too much of a big deal about her lips.
I don't like her lips.
Yeah, they kind of freak me out.
Anyways, I'll choose Brad Pitt over her anyway.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Although, as
gay as that sounds, I like him as an actor.
Brad Pitt's gotten better though.
Yeah.
Like his older movies, stuff like that.
Like what?
They're just kind of, I don't know. Yeah. They're just. I mean, they weren't bad.
There was a.
He was always just like very like stereotypical like. I'm Brad Pitt, like the like star. And
you
like,
should watch 12 Monkeys then.
12 Monkeys. That just sounds awesome.
Dude, I haven't seen that movie in.
12 Monkeys is an old school film with Brad Pitt, but Bruce Willis is in it as well.
Bruce Willis.
And it was good. It was very interesting. Like, he doesn't play like a badass character. Brad Pitt plays like this weird like crazy guy.
Really?
Yeah. It's good.
He's a good actor.
He's a good actor. Like Fight Club. He's so good in that.
Fight Club was such a great movie.
All around. It's great.
I liked him in the Ocean movies too.
Yeah, I love those movies.
I don't like 12 very much.
12 was the worst one.
Yeah.
Which was the one with Bruce Willis where... 12. Was it 12? Where Julia Roberts impersonates Julia Roberts? Yeah. I love that just because Bruce Willis is like, but I'm Bruce Willis. Yeah, and I love it. I don't know why, but I love that little part.
It's stupid. You don't have somebody impersonate themselves in a movie.
Yeah.
Well, that's the irony of it.
No, it's just dumb. And it was just too much. I like 13.
It was a bit much. If 13 was good.
First one though, I love
11. 11 was very good. Oh, where it just set everything up.
I actually didn't let for when I first watched it, I went in there with a bad attitude because I watched Batman first, like not like the day before, but George Clooney's Batman.
Oh,
and I just hated George Clooney for years and years.
Yeah, you were
but he's
like,
such a handsome man.
Yeah, well, my dad's old boss looked just like George Clooney.
Yeah,
how old is he?
Pretty old.
Pretty old.
He has a driver's license. It's his picture, but it says like George.
Is he still looking good?
Oh yeah. Lives in Sacramento.
I watched Mr. Fantastic Fox. I think
Ooh.
It was called.
What?
That was interesting.
The Fantastic Mr. Fox.
The Fantastic.
Wait, what is that?
It's a kind of an animated type weird film, but George Clooney plays the voice of the fox.
It's really good.
It's interesting.
I haven't watched it yet.
I wouldn't consider it really good. But it is... It'll hold your attention the entire movie.
Good.
But it's not a movie you will be like, I want to watch that again with someone else. Or I want to watch the movie again, period.
Kat's watched it like 4 times, and she's planning on watching it with me.
I almost wouldn't watch Toy Story again.
I want to go see Toy Story 3 very bad. Like, I hear it, like, it just tears you up.
Karate Kid was good. I almost cried in that one.
I thought it was weird how many, like, more positive reviews that movie was getting. The negative.
He's actually a really good actor.
Like, everybody always begins it, he goes, obviously it's not the original. You know, it's not, you know...
The original sucked balls. I'm glad it wasn't the original.
The original was, you know, is a cult classic.
Yeah.
No, it just sucked. I watched it when I was a kid, and I was like, the movie's terrible. I hated the kid. Mr. Miyagi's type.
I mean, I liked Mr. Miyagi.
I had all the sequels they made. That's when it got bad.
Yeah, the sequels were awful.
That's what I'm talking about.
I don't know. I think the kid's a good actor. I mean, he's already set because he's Will Smith's son, but he can actually act.
Right.
So that's kind of a bonus.
As long as he stays out of...
drugs.
Daytime dramas like his mom.
You know she has a screamo band?
What?
She's a lead singer. I think it's her. Yeah. It's his wife.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's called like Wicked or something like that.
That's really weird.
I don't know if they're still together since she's doing daytime TV, but...
No, they are. They're still together. I believe so, anyways.
No, I meant the band.
Oh. I don't know if it is a daytime show or not. It could be a prime time. Okay.
Her, what is it called?
It's some doctor show.
Yeah, it's a doctor show where she gets all intense and bent out of shape.
There's a ton of doctor shows.
I know.
What happened to Scrubs, man?
Oh, I love Scrubs.
It started sucking.
I know.
The last season.
The 8th season was pretty bad, and I refused to even watch this new season that just came out.
Yeah.
It's all just
1 through 7 interns. Though. It's good shit.
Yeah.
I loved Scrubs, man.
Yeah.
Upstairs?
It never gets old.
Downstairs. I don't like downstairs. Yeah, me neither. Well, we had to try.
Oh, chocolate bear.
Have you guys seen Get Him to the Greek yet?
No.
No.
Have you?
Yeah. I went and saw it with Angela and the other Allie.
Was it good?
It wasn't as good as it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Because
I hate Jonah Hill. The big guy?
Yeah.
I don't like him.
I don't like those kind of movies. Like, I did not like Superbad.
I think they're hilarious.
I want to see I liked Knocked Up. I want to see,
I never saw Knocked Up because I don't like, what's his face?
Hangover.
What?
You need to see Hangover.
I want
to
see it. I just haven't had time. I know.
Gosh,
me and Sarah have been planning on watching it for
about
3 months.
You're not allowed to come back on the podcast until you see that.
Okay.
I'm
enforcing that.
She's a... You know, obviously a bouncer. Everybody is intimidated by Allie.
It's true.
Hangover, I think it's overrated. I like the movie a lot. It has some funny parts in it, and it's a good movie to watch. But I have seen that movie fucking a billion times now, and I never want to see it again.
That was like me and...
I will see it in 5 years from now and be like, hey, I remember this movie, and then never watch it.
Napoleon's Dynamite. Everyone thought that movie was so amazing. I wanted to slip my wrist.
It was good.
No, the first experience, I was like,
That's what I'm saying. You know, like, it wasn't bad.
The second time, I was like, never again. And then the thousandth time...
When everybody in school was...
Yeah. I was just like...
They always played it in class.
First of all, I've been to where they filmed it. There's nothing out there.
Yeah.
Well, my dad's from there. and there's no soundtrack.
Yeah.
You can't have a movie
without there a soundtrack. Well, there is a soundtrack, but it's like 30-second bits. Like, there is a soundtrack.
It's just ridiculous.
Trust me, there is.
I couldn't stand it. Could not stand that movie.
You just have to not watch movies a billion times. That's like my friend. She'll listen to songs and stuff over and over and over again. And they're good at first, and then you just never want to hear them again ever.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing going back to the Ocean series or trilogy. I can watch that for days.
Yeah, me too.
It's not a movie that can be ruined.
I actually used to watch 13 every night to put me to sleep.
Really? I watched the first Lord of the Rings like a billion times. I used to watch it every night.
I can't watch the first one.
It took me up until about probably not even a year ago to finally get around to watching Lord of the Rings.
I finally watched the third one. I watched the first one a billion times, and then I only saw the second one like twice, and I just saw the third one for the first time a few months ago.
I went and saw them all in theaters.
Yeah, we own them, and I
saw a second
in theaters. I might as well just watch them. When I was just working at DMI, I obviously wasn't doing anything, so I just watched
it work.
Awesome. I watched Lord of the Rings, the trilogy at work.
I like that trilogy.
And it wasn't bad. I thought I gave it so much shit, you know, and I never even saw it. And I was like, well, after watching it, I was like, yeah, it's just Hobbits are kind of gay, but whatever.
Except for
Elijah
Wood. I don't like him.
Okay, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I can put that aside, and I still enjoy the series.
I actually don't own the first one because I didn't like it. I mean, I didn't mind it, but it's just boring. This second tour is just awesome.
Well, yeah, the first one. Well, yeah, it's
that's why I could never read the books. The first book is just so dull.
Yeah, I read the books. It was years and years.
Hobbit
ago,
though. Hobbit.
I love
the first
Hobbit.
One.
Yeah.
Love the Hobbit.
All right. The Hobbit was like a prequel.
Aren't they making a Hobbit live movie now?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Yep.
Yeah. Glad we got all that little red. Where are we at right now?
Let's see. Half hour in.
Damn.
Damn,
girl.
So,
there's a girl here. I can't just release flatulence like usual. Gotta be appropriate.
Yeah, no, I don't want to get that on the mic anymore either.
Come on. We had some good fun. Some good times.
Oh boy.
We were talking about something before this, and I didn't want to talk about it anymore.
Before the cast?
Yeah.
Technology, man.
That technology is
data.
Crazy.
We were talking about data.
Data?
You know, the
from
Star Trek.
obviously.
No,
that's just a common thing that
data,
pops up in
like
our
gigs and megabytes.
Storage space.
Oh, we were talking about the 360. Mine finally died, everybody.
It's not what we were talking about.
No, it's like
you and me were talking about it.
It was the build-up into talking about external hard drives.
I remember. You're okay, right.
Guy just wants the spotlight. All right, go ahead.
I'm talk about your poor 360.
It finally died.
It did. I saw it happen.
That's it. Yeah. I just tried to turn it on to show. Okay.
Yeah, I saw the screen the other day.
Yeah, but now it's just gone.
Oh, let's see. No ring. You're back.
Nope. Wait for there it is.
Oh,
there it is. And so, now that it's finally dead, it's just a waiting game now.
Now we've from a waiting game.
It's been 6 days now since I've played it. I'm counting the days.
4 more of a tampon.
And so, that was completely off topic. Anyways, we were talking about the arcade system and how they're so cheap now, and
yeah,
you can just get an external hard drive for the hard drive, and you can get a 250 online for $50. So, that was where the data and storage thing that you just brought up came
from. I'm just saying.
Well, I didn't know that you can use a lot of the just random external hard drives and stuff for it.
Yeah, it's still, you gotta, you know, there is a chance that it won't work.
But then you could just return it.
I guess so.
Oh, you tell us.
Hmm?
I said, you tell us, can we just return it?
Yeah, just keep the original packaging receipt. You have 90 days at Target.
By the way, yep. Just talking about Target.
Can I talk about how awesome Microsoft is?
Which part of Microsoft?
So I bought the VGA hookup for my Xbox.
Yeah.
And it had
what is that?
The back of it, like a monitor.
Oh, okay.
And I got my audio, and I was like, crap, you know, what am I going to do with this? Because it's the two, it's the red and white. If I bought that from Apple, that's all they would have given me. But I look further, investigation, I find they actually have
An adapter
that goes into, like, you know,
a regular stereo jack.
Exactly. And a mini sex change.
What? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you wanted to extend your cord, they gave you that.
Thank you, Microsoft.
For $40. Apple would have given you the cord.
For $40.
For $40, which is what I paid for that, you know.
The whole set.
The whole thing. And then charged you $20 for the mini sex change, and then you'd have to go to Radio Shack for $10 and get the converter. Or they'd probably make you get a special Apple one.
A magnetic one.
A magnetic one, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's...
That'll connect together.
I'm glad I paid extra for that.
Yeah. Now I can, you know, live my life without the tormented frustration of pushing together jacks.
Up. Yeah, but thank you, Bill. I hate you, Steve.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
No, Bill, he's dead. Bill no longer is the CEO of Microsoft.
I don't care. Bill Gates is my hero.
He still probably advises it, though.
He probably doesn't care.
He has enough money.
He has enough money. I'm sure he still gets royalty rights. I'm sure he's just made tons of money as much as we just dropped his name.
Yeah.
He knows. I'm sure he's going to knock on your door and ask us for a couple of
$5. What? $5.
Just hear a helicopter.
Fucking zip lines down through my roof.
Crashes through your window.
he just has a shirt on that says, I'm fucking Bill Gates.
I don't think he would come. He'd send his, like, lackeys to do it.
Maybe. No.
Unless who's really that bored. Super rich guy that went into space?
Mel Gibson.
No.
Mel Gibson didn't go
not the
space.
Crazy guy. the multi-billionaire guy.
You think what's his name? What's the guy's name? Woody. What's his voice?
Woody Allen?
Tom Hanks.
He went into space.
Did he?
Yeah, on Apollo 13.
Oh, I just threw out Mel Gibson.
Yeah, obviously you did.
It's Mel Gibson.
For realsies.
Mel Gibson's always a good guess.
Yeah.
Where were we? Who went into space?
Some billionaire guy.
They all look like ants up here. They are ants, Bill. They are ants. I haven't even watched a Family Guy episode since I've been home. Like, I don't understand why I still remember all these quotes.
I stole candy.
Yeah, you did.
The gummy worms are a little stale.
Well, you enjoy those.
You guys want some?
No,
I'm okay.
Yeah. I was eating sour gummy worms now.
And gummy bears.
I remember when I was a gummy bear.
Look, they can't kiss.
No.
Were you ever with me and Sam when we made our gummy bear army inside a movie the old movie theater?
No.
We used to go to the place right next to it, Save Mart, and we'd get like a tub. It was like 2-pound thing of gummy bears.
Oh my god.
And we'd sneak that into the movie theater. And then, we used to bite off one part of it and throw it at the screen so it would stick.
Gross.
And one of the screens we actually ended up fucking up because the next time we were in that theater, we saw a hole cut there where they had to take it out. And we didn't care. But
good way to commit a felony.
One time we were biting off the bottom, the feet of them, and we would stick them on the chair in front of us across the top, and there were just like 50 gummy bears just like lined up over these seats in front of us, and I don't think we ate them because they were on the chair. Gross. I think we bunched them all up and zammed through them.
I once thumbtacked a bunch of gummy bears to a corkboard. I was at you like a camp or something, and some kid wouldn't let me have any. No, he would let me. He wouldn't have another friend of mine have any gummy bears. So I let him in, and we just stacked them all at the wall and left a note. I don't remember what it said. I am a gummy bear, help me, or something like that. I was young. It was times.
It was times.
Yeah, I don't know if they were good times.
It was they were times.
They were times.
Yeah. So you're going to be getting Crackdown 2 hopefully soon.
Hopefully.
From Gamefly.
Which I signed up for today.
Which you signed up for today.
Yay.
Hooray. Like what? I said, you know, I have a few friends that have had it for a while and they like it. With dust on it.
Is that good luck?
Yeah, I was rubbing the mic.
Rubbing the mic.
For yeah. If you guys are hearing some weird stuff right now, it's us stroking the mic. Okay, well, we could leave that alone.
We need to do a video cast one time.
We will, sometime in the future. We actually will be getting mics soon for everybody, so that'll be good.
Can I sit in the back corner?
Yeah, you can sit wherever you want with the mic.
Can I sit at the desk and pretend like I'm like doing a news thing?
Sure. We'll get you a stand and...
I need a laptop.
Yeah, you can borrow my mom's laptop while we're
in. And I'll just look shit up randomly and like...
Yeah, you could be the researcher.
I'm gonna act like a news anchor.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can you throw it over to me for the weather?
Or a pilot.
You're the weather person.
And over to the Ryan for weather.
I'm by the window. It seems okay.
It's mild, it's not raining, and it's not that sunny.
That should be sunny, Dwight. It's just your window's dirty.
Yeah.
Is that dirt?
No, it's water from sprinklers.
Ah, stupid yeah. Hard water on Mantica.
Yeah. We can go to Santa Cruz and get soft water.
I want some smart water.
Yeah?
Don't say
smart water is
Target.
For stupid people.
Hmm?
What? What'd you just say?
It's a big bottle. It's only a dollar most of the time. Like you just gotta go to the right.
Most water is a dollar.
You gotta find the right store.
Most water.
Yeah,
is
some
free.
Water like Arrowhead water. I feel like I have to chew it. It's like slimy.
Ew.
It's gross. Get one. I promise you. You'll be like, ugh.
I promise you, will chew your water.
You will chew it.
Oh, nope. I should bring this up on the cast. My friend Jose said that he can beat. Chris's time for drinking two beers. And four cups. I told him that Chris's last time was 12.8, I believe,
yes.
Right? 0.86 or something. I don't know what it was. But Jose says that he can beat it and that he's going to film himself beating that score. So hopefully we'll have a video of Jose beating Chris's
Where
score.
Where does Jose live?
Texas.
How do you know him?
I met him a long time ago through an online game.
A video of Jose beating Chris.
Yes.
You should set up a thing and he can come to the party.
A webcam?
Yeah, like a webcam.
With Skype?
We should live stream this party.
That'd be sick for the subscribers.
We'll do that for the thousands, because I'm not prepared to do that yet.
That would be sick.
I will get in the works on that.
For the thousand subscribers. So subscribe, people.
Yeah.
Including me.
Including
you.
You're
unsubscribed?
Yeah.
I was on the second episode.
Ryan's a very busy person.
I am. I'm always on the go.
He's everywhere.
I had to schedule this appointment with Dwight.
This is true. The last week last he came week, by.
I was here for like
yeah,
10
when
minutes.
You were here. You guys were here on the same day last week.
I was here for 10 minutes and I was like, next, on Tuesday.
Yep.
Put it on the calendar.
What are you doing Tuesday? Nothing so far.
Subscribe
all right, we'll
me now.
I can't subscribe you now. You have to do it at your house.
You know how far away my house is?
Yeah. In the same town.
God. It's all the way across the park.
Look at the medals, Ryan. How awesome
aren't they beautiful?
That's awesome. Did you guys spray paint them?
Mm-hmm.
She did these.
This
was her. Yeah, and on the back it says 2010
Olympics.
So I was trying
to decide if we should we post the medals on the side or should we leave them for a surprise?
Leave them for a surprise. I wouldn't even tell people what they look like.
Maybe we've talked about them. I don't know. But if
we haven't, then we won't talk about them now. Yeah,
okay.
We haven't.
I want that dude from China to come to the party. How sick would that be?
We have a few people in China.
Yeah, just some rich Joe and he shows up at the party.
That would be sick.
Helicopter's in.
Yeah, helicopter's in. Goes and breaks the window and be like, damn it, why are people always going to break the window? Yeah. You got a fucking helicopter. You can't just break the damn window. Like, this is not a video game.
goes, I'll replace it for you. Okay. Anyways, you know, thank you for subscribing, people in China and Japan.
Thumbs up. Two of them. Or yeah. Sam would say 2.5.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm subscribed twice. What does that mean? Can I subscribe through iTunes and then through like the actual like podcast site thing?
Well,
we should count me twice. Isn't that cool?
I don't think the one that's on the site though counts towards subscribers.
Is anyone else subscribed in that?
No.
Oh.
Why do you subscribe on iTunes?
Subscribe on the website. You can make your own profile and like keep track of other podcasts
on
that site.
Subscribed then
on iTunes? Okay,
maybe.
That's how you do it.
I started a new iTunes, though, so maybe I'll subscribe again. My old one had somebody else's credit card, and I wanted to buy stuff, and I didn't want
to
use that.
I think you do
card.
Have to do it again, then.
Damn.
That's okay.
Or you do just change the credit card.
It wouldn't work. I don't know why. iTunes is being stupid for
That's
a long
strange.
Time.
I just changed my credit card.
It said, your mailing address does not match. I'm like, but it's my address. What do you mean it doesn't match? That's the address I have. I have no other address I could put in there. And it charged me $1 every time I tried to change it.
Really?
Just for like a day, and then they got rid of it. But they put me overdrawn once. Because I
that
did
sucks.
It 7 times, and I only had $6 in my bank account.
And we laugh.
That is funny.
Yeah.
That is genuinely funny. Anyways, my parents bought themselves a PS3 yesterday.
They already had
you should
a
buy
PS3.
Them Little Big Planet.
You
I tried to. I tried to. But my dad, he one of his podcasts, the guy mentioned it as Little Baby Planet. And so now
it's... Or Little Awesome Planet.
It's burnt into my dad's head that it is a baby game.
Borrow it from Chris.
I've played it. I've owned it.
Oh, I love it.
I've
But make
I've
your dad
it.
Play it.
Oh. I don't
and
know.
See how awesome it is.
It is
he won't like it.
Game.
But my mom and sister might.
I bought it for Chris just because I wanted to play it and I don't have a PS3.
It makes sense.
Yeah, I don't have a PS3 and I won't get one.
They
yeah,
got it
Xbox.
Because they want to play Blu-rays, and now I set it up right now. That way they can stream shit off of my computer onto the PS3.
Them?
Your dirty pictures?
Yeah, so they can take my movies I've put on my computer.
Did you put it in a special folder so they can't just like rummage through your stuff?
Well, it's on my secondary hard drive, my other terabyte,
mm-hmm.
and it's only this folder storage.
I'm going to sneak in and put porn all in it.
Please don't. It goes to my parents.
I'm going through your window. I need to get a helicopter first.
Drop through the roof. I'm fucking Allison Laughlin.
If I have an helicopter, I can break as many windows as I want.
It's true. It's a law.
It is.
It should be a law in California.
Who's going to stop you? You have a damn helicopter.
Yeah, fly away.
We don't have a state doesn't have budgets to get helicopters.
There's no license plate on that. How are you going to take out? You going to
track
that.
They
had a helicopter. I don't know.
Like get shot down by the government on your way out for being a no-fly zone.
That would be funny.
That'd be awesome. I broke that bitch's window. Just blows up.
Just done.
You see this predator missile. Anyway, moving on.
Moving on. What'd you guys do for 4th of July?
I can't tell you.
Allie, what'd you do for 4th of July?
I worked. And then that watched
sucks.
HGTV all night and
at work?
Doodled. No,
were the fireworks amazing on HD? Were they better than real life?
No, HGTV, Home and Garden Television.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was drawing.
On the 3rd, we lit off a whole bunch of mortars.
Yeah. I remember when I was 14 and thought those were cool.
All our neighbors came out. And
I
they were excited.
Un-American.
And they're all like, adults. They're like, oh, will you buy us some?
So
now we have an order going.
I'm so tired of those.
What did you do, Dwight?
I went over to Israel's house for... Originally, he invited me over. He says, we're going to watch Legion and get drunk and make fun of that movie.
How was Legion?
Terrible. We watched it. They've seen it already. They knew how terrible it was. And so I haven't seen it yet, and they told me how terrible it was. So I was like, okay, well, I'll just come over, watch it, and it'll be terrible together. It ended up just being me and Terry watching Israel, Vanessa, and Robert get drunk and lay down on the floor because they couldn't sit.
Why weren't you drunk?
Because I wanted to drive home, and all they had was, like, tequila and...
Ew.
You don't like
they
tequila?
Had Jack Daniels, but I hate tequila. I'm just not a fan of it.
It's nasty.
Watered down tequila tastes sweet. So gross. They ever tell you that story?
Mm-hmm. Where you're like
this kid was
running
like,
low?
This kid was like, Fisher, come here. try my tequila. Or no, he's like, smell it. And I smelt it, and I was like, smells fine. He's like, I know, that's a problem. So he poured me a shot, and I drank it, and I was like, it's sweet. His mom was stealing his tequila and watering it down back to the point where he was at.
Nice.
That's funny. Wow.
Usually it's the kids doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's 21. I mean, she had no problem with him drinking, but...
Huh. Weird.
Yeah, it was funny. Some good times.
My family insists I always have Jack in my room. It was just once.
How's your boyfriend?
I thought you had a really big bottle.
Yeah, like 1.5 liters. I got from Costco.
At least she's always got Jack in her room.
He's okay with it. He's open.
He's open to suggestions.
Dirty. That sounds like a bored, lame 4th of July. You should have hung out with me.
Yeah, it wasn't all that great. The movie was kind of... Yeah, it could have been worse.
You could have sat in traffic for 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what I did.
Yep.
I went a block in 45 minutes.
Good God.
Yes.
That's horrible.
Yes. My parents were there. I've never seen them more angry at each other in my entire life. And they don't fight. That was what was funny. So they actually fought.
I've never seen them fight.
I saw them for the 21 years. I saw them for the first time actually like almost yelling at each other. It was funny.
It took me a half hour on the 3rd to get across town from my house, going just down airport. Well, I tried to go just down airport, but there's all these detours to get across town to where Anthony lives. It took over a half hour.
That sucks.
Ridiculous.
It takes 5 minutes to get across this town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But of course, I left like right as like the fireworks show ended. So.
Oh, good move. Yeah, we left right when the fireworks show ended too. In San Francisco.
Oh my God.
And we were parked at Pier 39. We had to get to the airport by 11:45. Because that's when my little brother got back from Europe. We did not make it.
No.
But we got there at 12:30.
But we got there 4 days later.
Yeah. Well, and I was tracking his flight on my phone, and it said like July 5th. And I was like, Dad, if this is the wrong day, I'm going to kill you. Because we could have just sat there and waited out the traffic. But it was not the wrong day, thank goodness. I would have killed him. My own father would have been a dead man. Don't do that.
Good thing that your little brother has seen the movie Terminal and has learned from Tom Hanks.
That's an awesome movie. I don't care what you say.
It's not a bad movie. I wasn't talking down on it. I'm just saying. He refurbished an entire wing.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
I don't know where he got all those tiles from for that mural, though.
He stole from the bathroom.
Oh, that's right. That's right. But still outrageous.
It's a good movie.
Like when he gives him the phone number for the payphone, he's just standing there waiting for the job.
It's like across the place, too. Yeah, he's like looking at him, yeah.
Oh, man.
I need to rewatch that movie. I've only seen it once when it first came out.
It's not bad.
You're not bad.
Thank you. He is.
I'm all bad.
Bad to the bone. Where are we at, Joe? No.
48 minutes.
It's called a day. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm done.
The first podcast that's under an hour. No, I don't know. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about? No? What's going to be going on?
I'm eating too many sweets.
Yeah, you devoured those.
I'm on a diet.
Yeah.
It's working.
I'm trying to stick to mine.
I'm actually losing weight.
Good for you.
My dad and I have a competition going on, and I'm winning.
Yeah?
The grand prize is amazing.
Yeah, but I thought your dad has been losing weight for a while.
Yeah, but he gained like 10 pounds back. And now he's trying. And yeah, so we have a competition going on. It ends the 31st.
When did you start?
The 28th we started. Mm-hmm. And the loser has to buy the other couple, so me and Sarah, and them.
Right.
A cruise in San Francisco, like a dinner cruise.
What?
So if I lose, I have to buy 4 tickets. And if my dad loses, he has to buy 4 tickets.
That's a pricey price.
Yeah, I can't afford to lose.
So
it's about $200.
Who are the other two people?
Mm-hmm. That's actually not too bad.
Or are you buying it for you and
it's
you
me,
two,
Sarah, my mom, and my dad.
Oh, okay.
So the four
so
of us.
So no whoever loses.
Yeah, no matter what, the four of us are going. Okay. But whoever loses pays for it.
Mm. Gotcha.
Like 200. I can't afford it, but it's actually not too bad for a cruise around San Francisco.
It's about $50 a person.
That's not too bad. Still, I can't afford it.
Yeah.
I can't either. That's why I can't lose.
Who can?
I need to buy that TV.
Bill Gates.
No.
Bill Gates could afford it.
He could afford to buy his own damn boat.
He can afford to buy San Francisco.
He could buy the Golden Gate Bridge. Or San Francisco, yeah.
He's going to buy a boat Helicopter.
He's gonna buy the Coit Tower and put a zip line to Alcatraz.
That would be so awesome.
That'd be so sweet.
What if you got attacked by seagulls?
You kick them.
Yeah, they're seagulls.
And you're going fast.
Throw
probably.
Some bread. This is bread for what? The seagulls, trust me.
You start doing these are bread grenades. Here.
Rice.
Rice grenades. Just,
no, that would be funny. It's just rice.
Oh. Here you go. Come on.
The seagulls got scared to death when the fireworks went off. They were everywhere. Because they were in the fog, and the fireworks were in the fog, which was really lame. But they just took off. You're like, holy crap!
The only fireworks I saw this year was people lighting off Roman candles every now and then.
That's probably me.
Yeah.
On the third. Well, on the third, we didn't do anything on the third.
I didn't watch the big ones.
I looked out my window and saw a few. Like, I live right down the street from where the Manteca had theirs, yeah. And I still didn't just go outside and watch them.
Pino put a firecracker in the mortar tube. It scared me to death.
Why?
He thought something broke. Because it went boom, and then boom! Like,
why would you do that, Pino?
I know.
Why?
I was like, that's a bad idea. He's like, no, stupid.
Of course, that's his answer.
Man. Jarrell's in town.
Yeah?
Saw him. Love him to death. Still weird.
You doing okay?
Yeah.
Where's he been?
Australia.
Oh.
He lives there. He's a citizen.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, he has his own company or something like that.
Makes
programs to help retarded people, and then he made a video game, and he's making a card game like Pokemon or Magic or something.
Pokemagic.
I was just going to say that.
Magicmon?
Yeah, I was going to say Magicmon.
Magikarp.
Magikarp. Magikarp uses Splash. It's not very effective.
Goldeen. Why doesn't it do anything?
Magikarp?
Goldeen.
Magikarp was the one that didn't do anything.
Not on Smash Brothers.
Oh.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, Goldeen had the horn.
Yeah.
But on Smash Bros., it just flops around. I wish you could pick it up and throw it at people, at least.
Use it as a sword. Point of it, like, to distract you,
hit him
with
to be pretty.
I guess.
To be very disappointing for you. Kind of like the boxes you go to break, they're actually explosives, and you just fly off the screen.
Wait, have you seen it? I don't know if it's just on the one for the Wii, but there's, like, a golden retriever.
That covers the whole screen.
Yeah, and just...
God, I hate that dog.
So strange.
Well, you can't see, and the computers can.
Yeah, but it's just so weird. It's like,
same
why?
With the guy who turns the screen black, and you know you're just getting your ass beat by the computer. You can just feel your control just vibrating.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Smash Bros.
I know what game. I have no idea what that is.
Come play. Oh! Oh!
This is where a video podcast would be helpful.
We'd be touching the camera right in the
I was going to say, everybody's just kind of touching the mic.
I'm going to unplug it.
Please don't. Well, welcome back from that intermission.
Are we going to try to edit it exactly an hour
again? Why is your mattress pad so big?
Because it's made for a bigger bed.
You should fold it over.
It was for my parents.
You
and
should fold
like
it over
so
itself.
Then one side would be
or
higher.
You just sleep in the middle.
Yeah.
And place it in the middle.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I need to fix it because it keeps sliding off. But, that sounds like Sam. You want to look out the window?
We should do a Peanuts podcast. No.
That was good.
No, Sam?
Nope. Not
okay.
Unless he's parked where
I
can't see him.
Is it the SRT4?
No. It will never be.
Dude, I took a ride in one that the guy had fixed up really good in Chicago. He unconvinced me not to get one. It makes sense.
Two negatives.
He put a turbo the size of your face in it.
Yeah, but that turbo will probably also cost as much as your face.
Yeah, but it was awesome. I think he was pulling 550.
Yes, I finally put the pin up there, Alex.
550 horsepower?
Well, that's what happens when you put a big turbo in.
It was awesome. He redid the whole engine. I remember when he was doing it.
Allie is writing something on my whiteboard.
It says, hi, Dwight, bitch.
She wouldn't have wrote that if you didn't say it. That's not an Allie's MO.
Shut up, bitch. I said that to, like, Sean earlier.
Did you?
Yeah, I was like, on my way, bitch.
We should watch The Banana, but I don't want to talk about it. Because then you have to put it in your link thing.
Yeah.
Anyways. We'll be like, damn, what's the banana? Yeah, well, peanut butter banana. Jelly tart.
No, it's not that one.
Oh, I'm tired.
I can tell, because your attention span is just dive bombing.
I'm so tired.
We talked about it in the last episode, I believe, with Terry about the recording the gameplay thing. And I think the first one's probably going to be Ryan playing Crackdown 2.
I'm excited.
If he does get it.
I should. I mean, I'll get it eventually.
Eventually, but...
I got Blur as well. I've never played Blur.
I've played the demo when it, before
what else,
it came
what
out.
What else? The Transformers game. I got all games I've never played.
Yeah.
Coming in my queue.
I heard the Transformer one wasn't as bad as people expected.
Yeah, Pino actually said it was pretty good.
Yeah, but that's Pino.
Yeah, his live views suck, but his video game views are good.
Maybe. Everything you say to him is always turned around to some retarded internet meme or negativity.
You gotta love Pino. He cracks me up. He's driving a Prius right now. I mean, he still has
his... A few people knew Pino.
He still has his...
Supra?
Supra. He's driving his boss's Prius. Because he goes to L.A. all the time.
I guess. That's still
peanut
fun.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Does
peanut
he love
butter,
it?
Peanut butter jelly
Supposedly
time.
Supposedly it's National Touch a Boob Week.
Well, I've done that today. Well, not today. Yesterday.
How is your
mom? No, today. I did it today. Oh. I did it this morning. I forgot.
Oh, okay.
That was a bastard move, Dwight.
Had to say something.
I don't know why this morning felt so far away, but yeah.
Your mom?
Definitely squeezed a boob when I woke up. No, Sarah.
Was it Vinny's?
Idiot.
Oh. I'm just going to keep throwing stuff out.
Yeah, it was Vinny's. Vinny doesn't have boobs. It was my own.
This is Vinny's.
He's kind of grown out of that.
Yeah?
It's kind of depressing. I made him lift up his shirt the other day.
Oh. Well, good for you.
If only you knew.
Yeah.
If only.
What is... today is Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Right? Tomorrow, I have someone else coming over. Shit, I forgot who.
They're going to be on the cast?
Yeah.
You going to do another cast?
Mm-hmm.
You going to put it off for a week, or you just going to put it up there?
I'll probably put it up there, but I forgot. I forgot who was coming up.
What's your problem?
Ah, shit, I am sorry. Whoever is wants to be on the cast, I forgot who was coming over.
You should have wrote it on the calendar, okay?
I was going to. Like before you guys came over, I was like, you know what? I really should just keep track of who I have appointments with on days. And now there's a big hi, Dwight, bitch. On there.
It's Dwight, bitch. Yeah. You got to read it the way it's wrote. There is a exclamation point. It says, hi, Dwight, bitch. Dwight's on all caps and bitch is lower. Well, no.
No,
bitches.
It's all caps.
All right. That's Dwight. Bitch.
Drafting again.
Except
right?
for the I hi. And the high.
Yeah, we do everything in all caps at work, too, and it drives me absolutely crazy. Crazy. Just crazy. Because I always press shift on the first one and it makes it lowercase. When I go to type a name,
happens.
I'm like, damn it.
My hands are instinctively trained to do that every single time. I do. Same
so way. I'm not taking school this semester as a little side note. I didn't pay for my classes in time. They dropped me.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Where were you going?
Delta.
Delta. What's wrong with Delta?
Nothing.
I went to Delta. I signed up for
MJ. I just graduated from Delta.
Yeah, like twice. Right?
No.
Two AAs?
I got two AAs, but...
Technically, that's correct.
I just graduated once.
There's nothing wrong with Delta.
Just take two.
You get two AAs with highest
it's,
honors.
It's just...
It's a quad A.
Yeah.
I graduated with a quad A.
I went to a university once. That was good times.
In Utah.
Yeah.
Utah.
I went to BYU.
Because he's Mormon.
I totally tanked.
Yeah, BYU is a super hard school. It's even harder for Mormons to get into.
Yeah.
So I hear.
Well, no, it's not harder.
Why would it be harder?
It's easier for foreigners to get in.
Why?
It's not harder for Mormons to get in. It's harder for in...
The Mormons,
it's,
I know.
It's harder for in-state Mormons to get in than out-of-state.
Why?
Weird. Don't know.
It's a really good school, though. And
yeah,
you won't be surrounded by Mormons.
No.
The university's pretty.
The university? Yeah, BYU has a very...
Like the campus.
Very pretty campus.
I've never seen it. I stepped on the temple grounds in Salt Lake City.
There's a system of arrows in the Ys that lead to treasure underneath the clock tower. That is my personal theory. there's a Y on the mountain, and the arrow, it looks like there's an arrow in the Y if you ever look up the symbol, and it points to the arrow on the smokestack, because BYU is actually 100% self-sufficient. They actually sell energy to the city.
That is sweet.
There's a Y on the mountain? Doesn't, like, one of the other... Doesn't, like, Provo have a P or something?
No,
like
Orem has an O.
Oh, that's it, yeah.
Well, all the cities there have, like, their mountain.
Yeah, I was wondering about that one.
But that one points to a Y on the ground in the courtyard that points straight to the clock tower. So I want to go dig in the
That's where the golden plates are.
Maybe. That'd be sick.
That's where Benjamin Franklin the glasses are.
Yes. No, I thought that was in Philadelphia.
Nope.
They moved them. Didn't you see the movie? They had to put them somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Jeez.
Utah, obviously.
Who would think?
Where should we put these?
Utah. No one will ever look there.
So I'm pretty sure Joseph Smith's golden plates are underneath the clock tower now.
Dum 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 dum.
Maybe. He never made it there, though.
I need a shovel and a plane ticket.
He didn't, what?
Drive.
Was he on, like,
12 hours.
The Oregon Trail?
I'm going there in October.
No, he got shot to death in a jail.
Cool. Did he, like, go out in all slow motion and stuff?
In the movie.
Cool. Alright, that works.
He wasn't, he was on trial for something he didn't do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Riding those golden plates.
I think he was accused of stealing a horse.
Oh.
I don't really remember. I should know this.
You should know this. Of all people.
They don't really teach that on the mission.
I guess so. They wouldn't really probably emphasize on the death of him, right?
We talk about it. It's not like...
Well, it's a known fact, but
yeah,
you don't emphasize
it. Yeah, it's not like, Joseph Smith died for you. No, we believe that Christ is the Savior.
Right.
Joseph Smith just died for what he believed.
I love the billboards that quote Jesus, supposedly, and say, I died for you. Like, they're quoted as if
Jesus said
actually
himself.
Said that.
Yeah, like he came back and he was going to say, hey, guys, what's up?
Someone actually had records of him saying that. And isn't Jesus supposed to be super nice, and you don't think he'd hold it over our heads like that?
Maybe.
My theory.
Maybe after he died, he just became like a self-centered bitch.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Jesus, you bitch.
I don't know about
Jesus,
all that.
You bitch.
Thank you, Jesus. Actually, that wasn't me.
I just recently read something on...
I love that site.
I think it's called 4chan. I don't know where it's from. Right, it's a picture. It's about how this guy ends up dying, and then he meets who God is. And it was these three or four people that basically just combined the story. Like, one person wrote one bit, another person wrote another bit, stuff like that. But it's really interesting, like, the way they go about talking about it. It's, like, there's the guy that dies, he ends up getting reincarnated, but he has this chance to, like, kind of walk and talk with God, you know, before he does.
Mm-hmm.
And, he asks us, I was like, well, what am I going to be reincarnated as? And he goes, you're going to be reincarnated as a little girl in China in like 480 AD or something like that. And he goes, so I'm going back in time? And he goes, time doesn't work the way that you think it does. We perceive time as, you know, different.
Time is a disease created by man.
Sure. Anyways,
God does not see time. He sees one constant present.
Well, there you go. See, that's probably what they were going about and everything like that.
I'm trying to think of some awesome Chuck Norris joke to go along with that.
Chuck Norris doesn't see time. He punches it in the face.
Exactly.
No. And they're like, well, he goes, how many times have I been reincarnated? He goes, you know, since the beginning of time, you know. And he goes, well, if I keep going in past, there's a chance that I would have met myself, right? And he goes, this is true. It happens all the time. He goes, really? And he goes, yeah, and then I don't remember the way they segue into it, but apparently the guy is everyone. He is everyone. Like, he just keeps getting reincarnated as different people as time goes on. He is everyone. And he goes, I'm Jesus? And he goes, yes, you're Jesus. Am I Hitler? Yes, you are Hitler, and you are all the people that you killed. You know, and all this other stuff. And he references it as you're growing. Like, you're a cup of water, and as you grow, each life experience is kind of like how you dip your hand in water, and what you pull out is what your life is, you know. So you can, all your experiences are in there, but every time you pull out is a different experience. And so it's crazy.
That's awesome. I got to go read this,
so,
man.
Yeah, I'll put it up on the site as well so people can read it. I've probably explained it wrong. I probably mix and match some stuff, but that is the basic gist of it. I would read it, but it is kind of
very
long.
Lengthy.
Yeah, right.
And we're
here.
Out of time.
Yeah, we're
Abraham Lincoln was born in Illinois.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, he goes, "I was Abraham Lincoln and John Wilkes Booth." It's crazy.
I'm blown away.
Yeah. Yeah. Eventually, well, I don't want to ruin the ending.
Yeah, just don't ruin the end. What are you doing, man?
Yeah.
You're totally crazy.
What? Anyways, yeah.
Spoiler
eventually
alert.
He becomes an atomic bomb, and then he starts over.
Oh, Hiroshima.
No, that'd be a bigger one. Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about the shirt I want to make? Is it appropriate for the cast?
Probably not.
Can I say it anyway? So wait, no. So you don't want me to say that? That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
All right.
So
well,
I think we should end this so we can get cracking on the poster,
and I can go to bed,
and you can go home and sleep,
or play Call of Duty.
Yeah. While you still have it. Because as soon as I get my 360 back fixed, I need it back.
I'm just not going to answer my damn phone. No, I'm just kidding.
I will go to your house.
What house? It's dead.
I killed my house.
I stabbed it right in the throat.
Mm. Okay. Well, all right.
Well, moving on.
When are you free for another cast?
Sometime next week.
Okay. Well, let me know.
Probably Thursday.
We talk about this after the after
no,
this
no,
podcast.
That's
cool.
Oh, well, now she got a text. She got things to do. Let's end the cast.
Yeah, right,
bye,
okay.
Everybody.
Yeah. Next Thursday?
What?
Sometime?
Thursday,
next Thursday,
probably?
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me know as the week progresses.
I'll let you know, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm hanging out with TJ on Monday. I should be free Tuesday.
Tuesdays is just your day?
Sometimes.
Okay.
I don't
okay.
have a day, but... Well, love you.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.